Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. Louder, will it let me sing? Let me sing. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
I don't like that look out of you, Hugh.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. I was not super happy with how disapproving that Hugh was looking at you during that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go.
He's definitely disapproving of me singing it.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here, Hugh? This is. Can you turn up Hugh's mic? I can't.
Did you not see him getting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sign language.
First of all, it's just that, you know, as a member of the black delegation.
Jump
straight into it.
Okay. And I'm not making this a black and white thing, but it's just like,
it sounds like you are.
Well, I'm just saying because Ike sings with so much feeling. Just like, I just don't understand.
Okay, Hugh, let
this
me.
This is not. It even sit. Listen, I was sitting there with Pete. Pete don't even think this is a great song.
You know what? Shut up, Hugh. Hugh, what would you say if during 2:30 Tupac, which we do, I was singing it, and somebody came in and said, look, we can't have white people rapping Tupac.
I love it when you rap Tupac. I like that.
Okay.
So you're my movie buddy. I'm just saying it just looks weird when Ike's singing with so much passion.
Well.
And I bet you that's the only song he knows from this group.
He knows Higher.
He might know Higher.
He knows Higher.
Higher.
Yeah, one other song, Hugh. That's it.
Yeah, come on, Hugh.
Are you and Spike going to go see that Julia Roberts movie you were talking about last week?
You know what?
It wasn't that good.
Spike asked me, but I told him I couldn't do that because that's just weird.
Well,
because let me tell you what Spike does when he goes to the movies.
Yes.
Spike doesn't get a seat between us.
No.
Spike likes to sit next to each
other. Wow. It was a crowded theater. It was the opening night.
I don't think it was. I think you wanted to snuggle.
No. Spike's like.
That's rude.
Spike doesn't get separate chairs. Like, Spike, we sit right next to each other.
Well, but so here's the problem. In movie theaters nowadays, it's assigned.
Yes.
It's assigned seating. Yeah, so if I get a seat in between us, there could be somebody that sits there.
And then ain't nobody sitting there. Well, I get that point, but normally if it's a seat by itself.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to sit there.
You know who would? Me, because I go to the movies by myself. So I could end up between Hugh and Spike at some point. Then
Spike's a great date, though. You know, he paid for the popcorn. Huh?
I did pay for the popcorn.
He paid for the popcorn. I bought the tickets.
Yep.
No, I'm just saying, he's a, what
it
they call
costs
a Dutch.
The same.
Yeah.
About the Dutch. Yeah, because it doesn't matter which one you buy, because you're right. They cost about the same.
Popcorn expensive, too.
Yeah.
I didn't like that the evil eye you were giving.
No, you know what? No, I will say this.
Yeah,
yes. I've heard the song so much.
Yeah,
it's kind of grown on me like a wart.
See,
there you go.
Imagine singing it every day.
Yeah, what'd you say? Magic City? What?
No, I said imagine singing it every.
Oh yeah, I mean you get used after a while. You get when I thought you said Magic City.
Of, I don't know my mom.
You think somebody always saying Magic City?
Hold on, Jermaine Dupri is doing a documentary
on Magic City.
On Magic City,
really?
No, they already started it.
They already started it.
Yeah, oh, really? I saw a couple of episodes because I'm looking to see if I knew some people. And guess what?
You knew a few.
I knew a few people. Yeah.
I haven't heard Jermaine Dupri's name in years.
Oh, he's still doing his thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is he? Okay.
He's still down there.
All right. Well, thank you for joining, Hugh.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. Especially at 5:30 if you'd like to join.
What other movie are we trying to attend lately? What are we going to see next?
There's a bunch of horror stuff coming out. You know, we're there's,
oh, yeah, it's the horror time of year.
Yeah.
Have you seen him? It or what is it called? Him?
It looks like it stinks.
Yeah, it does.
That's a watch at home movie.
Okay,
I think.
Okay. Yeah, we got to figure it out, man. We got to figure out this whole.
We do.
Yeah, I only need to see Marlon Wayans in one type of role.
When he's being funny.
And that ain't it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty then, guys. Good time.
All right. Good time.
Love all you. We're all
love you too.
Love you too.
Yeah. Hold that card. Hold my card for me, bro.
Yeah. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're a WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, you too damn big for you to be trying to sit next to him in the movie theater, first of all.
Exactly. Wait, right.
There's no options.
You wanted to be as close as you could. Why don't you sit on his lap?
Yeah, and in the dark, you know what I mean? No, sit two rows behind me, man, matter of fact. You know what I'm saying?
You can't sit next to somebody without touching them?
Did you guys share the bowl of popcorn?
Yeah, we did not. We had separate popcorns.
I mean, bowl of popcorn? When's the last time you went to a movie?
Yeah, it's a bucket or a bag.
No, that's my bad.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a movie in so long.
I went up by myself on Saturday.
I'm sure you did.
Yep.
Please tell me you don't lift the armrest up either, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I had my hand on his leg, and I was whispering in his ear, and then he spooned me after.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. This is good.
Yeah. Yep. I was nuzzling him.
That was crazy. Hey, listen. Hey, let me say this, right? First of all, I want to say Kevin Petullo gets an A from me for the whole season. I like Kevin Petullo. I think he's done a hell of a job with his team. You know what I mean? Considering the fact that they don't have an offensive line like they had, the running game stinks, the quarterback can stink at times. You know what I mean? And he's making it work. You know what I'm saying? He's making it work. You know what I mean? I appreciate it. Just listen, when the plays go through, right, is Jalen called the plays. But when the plays are bad, it's Kevin Petullo. So those two deep balls that he threw yesterday, was Kevin Petullo drew that up, right?
Yeah. I mean, he designs the plays.
Well, the AJ play was more improvised.
That was improvised.
He pointed down the field.
Yeah, okay. But what I'm saying is this, man. You know, the guy, you know, Jalen Hurts does what he's supposed to do, and that's run the offense the way it's supposed to be ran, you know, he would be up for MVP discussion. You know, if he don't miss those passes, you know, to AJ, a pass to Devontae and against the Giants, this guy would have 300-plus yards in each of those games and probably 3-plus touchdowns. But, you know what I mean, Jalen Hurts got to play better. That's it. I'm not blaming Kevin Petullo no more. You know, I like the design of the offense, and nobody else has complained about the design of the offense. I think Lane Johnson is old, and he probably want to retire. You know what I'm saying? So he just, you know, he don't like nothing that's going on right now. You know, he wants crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the other guys never complain about the offense. It's the quarterback got to play better. You know, and it's hard. And listen, and Saquon, I wouldn't run him as much as they're running him. He got a lot of miles on him, man. I run Bigsby a little bit. Bigsby had a nice little run in the game yesterday. You know what I mean? And the defense, as far as the defense go, you know, how about this? Can we look up the Jets roster and see if we can get Sauce Gardner in here as a second QB? I mean,
they just signed him to a new deal.
Yeah, I don't think they're. I don't think they can afford to trade their good young players, the Jets, and because that team, I don't know, that team, they're going to fire another coach probably. Yeah.
They stink. I mean, you know, if you're going to get something for Miami, you can look at the Jets and probably throw a draft pick at them or something, make a high-end draft pick, and go after Sauce, man. You saw Sauce Gardner and Quinn, y'all miss you. I would take a flyer. Plus, he just signed a new contract. You know, maybe, you know, we got the money to you know, to pay him, right? If he signs a new contract, all we have to do is pick up the contract, right?
Yeah,
I just don't know if they'd be willing to do that.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, you know. Sauce Gardner's playing good again. I think they threw at him one time yesterday, I think, and it was an incompletion in that awful loss. That team, man, what a disaster the Jets are. Yeah, but paying two, because they're going to have to pay Quinion in
a year.
And
you know,
Cooper.
And Cooper, yeah.
Hey, Spike, don't let Hugh take the popcorn from you either, all right?
All right. Okay.
I seen Friday was I checked out the Sixers, right? And I tell you.
Uh-oh.
Spike?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, forget Joel Embiid.
Who needs him?
This young kid is going to be amazing. You hear me? I'm telling you, this guy can fly with the best of them. Him and Maxie in the backfield. And Maxie's going to be a 23 to 24 point per night score. He's going to be an all-star. Like,
well, Maxie's probably going to score 28 points a game, actually.
Well,
I think.
If that big tub of lard is playing, then he's going to score less because he's going to take up space.
He's skinnier now. But,
yeah.
Yeah, well, he's still in the way. You know, get it out the way of the guards and go down low and grab a rebound or two. You know what I'm saying? Let these guards do their thing. DJ Tank.
Yeah, do the dirty work, Joel.
Amazing. Yeah, that's what you need to do. Run the track the thriller. Remember the guy track the thriller? Yeah, you could do that. Just grab a rebound or two, maybe a layup. And that's it. You know what I mean? We don't need
May
you
he
to
rest
be
in
on
peace.
Top of the point key and all that. The Sixers are going to be fine.
Didn't he score 19, have 8 assists, 9 assists?
Appreciate you, Chuck. Who are we talking about?
Joel.
In like 8 minutes of play?
Yeah, didn't he play like 10 minutes, 12 minutes
I think he played 16 minutes. He had 14 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists.
Come on,
and all of a sudden, the team looked good again.
Yeah.
The teams look helpless all preseason. He's on the floor, and all of a sudden, they're good
again. Sleep.
And with him on the floor, that VJ Edgecombe scores 26 points.
Yes.
Believe
me, we saw Maxie without Joel Embiid.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, Dick.
It's not the same thing.
It is not the same thing.
That's the thing that is so tough about Joel, because his presence on the court makes everybody else better. Seth Curry had the best year of his career with Joel there. Mm-hmm. J.J. Redick had the best years of his career with Joel there. Maxie, we see, is a completely different player with Joel there. Yeah. That is the thing about Joel, is that with him on the court, he's one of the few players in the NBA that the team is just good when he plays.
Yeah, you need him out there. He draws attention. That's going to free up the lane for Maxie to drive to the basket.
Yeah.
Because he's still not a mid-range game player.
No.
So he's either launching a three or he has to get to the rim.
I think he had 3 and-ones on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Maxie did, just because, you know, the presence of Joel changes everything.
Yep.
215-592-9494. You know what will also change everything is if you start going to Dogs and Cats Rule. It'll change everything for your pet. And if you're like me, we have 2 dogs at home, Scotchy and Rebel. They love those friggin' dogs, and I want to make sure that they are the healthiest, happiest dogs in the world. You probably feel the same about your pet, and that's why Dogs and Cats Rule is such a great place. And first of all, I said healthiest, right? They have the best, the absolute best stuff in terms of pet nutrition. Kibble, a lot of great high-end brands, local brands, and a lot of the fresh diet stuff too. But the thing that can be confusing is you go into a store, you see all this great stuff, you don't know what is the best for your pet. And that's the other great thing about Dogs and Cats Rule. It is the staff. The lead dog, George Perini, has put staff in all 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule that has the answers. And I know you're not used to that going to a pet store, but these people have the answers. Not only are they informed, not only do they know their stuff, they're patient, they're friendly. They'll take all the time they need to learn about your pet and make sure you're giving your pet the right stuff, whether it's food, whether it's supplements. They have treats. It is your one-stop shop. Leashes, toys, whatever you need, Dogs and Cats Rule. I said 7 locations, right? 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. That, you know, seeing, it was nice to see Joel on Friday night looking.
Hell yeah.
He looked exactly like Joel Embiid. Yep. Came in, launched a 3, but right after that, you know,
everybody know. I'll still shoot.
Yeah, I'm back. Hit a couple of threes.
Yeah.
But he was great. And Edgecombe, the thing about Edgecombe is that, like, he is not – his shooting and dribbling is not at a point where you're making him a primary scorer or anything. But if he can be another guy on a team with – a team that's already got Embiid and Maxie and Grimes, who is a good player, and McCain when he gets back. If Edgecombe could do that dirty work, can cut off ball and dunk, and he had a block where it was like at the top of the box.
The backboard,
it was incredible.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who's that?
I'm trying to figure out, like, who can I compare him to?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Who?
A little bit of Iggy.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. A young Iggy.
Yep.
You know, when Iguodala first came into the league.
Didn't have much of a handle.
Nope, yep. But was a superior athlete.
Yep.
You threw the ball up there anywhere near the rim, he was dunking it.
Yep.
I remember when AI and E. Snow was throwing him alley-oops.
Oh, yeah.
And he was jumping and catching them everywhere. And then he started to develop a little bit of offensive game in his second, third, and fourth year in the NBA. So
eventually became a great passer.
Yeah.
That sort
of thing. Became one of those utility players,
yep,
where he could do a little bit of everything. So Edgecombe kind of reminds me of that. It's hard for me to put him in a box as to what I see him as.
Yep.
I see him as a great athlete right now, as opposed to being a great basketball player.
And will be a great defender. And the other thing you see in Edgecombe that makes you really excited about his future is he's so skinny now, mm-hmm, but you can see that his frame can handle muscle.
Yeah, when he gets his man body.
Yep.
Because he's young, right? He was
19.
Yeah, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even when Iggy came, I think Iggy was a junior when he came out.
Yeah, out of Arizona.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hopefully he doesn't get screwed in the dunk contest like Iggy did.
That's
one of the all-time Rob jobs, for sure.
Because every time I watch that one dunk he did, I still don't know how he did it.
It's one of the 10 greatest dunks of all time.
You can't even see how it happens,
yeah,
when he does it.
Yep.
So Sixers open their season Wednesday night at the Celtics. It's exciting. Now, the one thing with Embiid everybody was hoping for is he played into the third quarter,
mm-hmm,
and the next day or their next practice,
no problems.
He did the full practice, all the five-on-fives, all that. So that was great.
Yep.
So I don't know. I'm trying to be measured in my excitement, but it was nice to see the big guy on the court.
I think anytime he is healthy and we're not dealing with ramping up and getting in shape, all that stuff we've had to deal with in the past to start seasons off. Now, this is a good thing. That's why I said I'm not even focused on production.
No.
He's healthy.
Just be out there.
He's going to get – he can get 25 points in his sleep. Like, he had, just being out there, he's going to get 25 points easily.
He had 7 assists in the first half.
Yeah.
Hit ahead passes, all that kind of
stuff.
He's
going – yeah, I know Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse, this is mainly for you. Don't you get too excited and start running him out there for 30-plus minutes every game.
No, and he's got to be willing to come.
Yeah.
You know? They used to do the whole thing where he'd play the entire first quarter, then sit out the first 4 minutes or so of the second quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how about he plays 8 minutes of the first quarter instead of the entire first quarter?
Yeah.
Let's keep him at 26, 28 minutes,
yeah,
a game and not run him down to nothing. You know?
Yeah, I totally agree. And the one thing I need him to do this year, stay off the floor.
Yeah. He falls a lot.
Yeah, just
we had one scare on Friday
night. Yeah, I know, man. That's why I'm like, just stay off. As long as you're not diving for balls and things of that nature, man. Especially in the regular season in November and December. We just don't need it.
No.
We don't need it. Let the young bucks dive for the ball out there.
This segment has been sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. To had a that Giants Broncos game yesterday was wild. Amazing. If you saw any of that, and then a pretty huge game tonight, Lions versus Bucks. I keep waiting for the Bucks thing for them to not win a game. I mean, the only game they've lost this year has been to us. Mm-hmm. Lions are playing good football.
In Detroit or Tampa?
I don't know. Detroit.
It's in Detroit. Well, you might get that tonight.
Yeah, I'm smelling a big Detroit win tonight. Like they put their stamp on. We're here, and the Bucks sort of it is in Detroit.
I think Mike Evans is coming back tonight.
He is. Yeah.
Chris Godwin still there?
No.
Chris Godwin is injured. Back out?
Yeah, he's hurt again.
My goodness.
And I don't think Egbuka is back either. And
then, no, they made him active.
Oh, they did. Mm-hmm. The Lions are 6-point favorites.
Oh, he can't be active then, because Tampa's not that bad. Yeah.
Let's see.
6-point favorites?
6-point favorites.
Man.
Yeah. Now, he is on the there is a prop for receiving yards for Egbuka at 50 plus.
He's officially active, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah, I don't see anything for Mike Evans.
I don't
know
if he's completely healthy for that hamstring.
Yeah. Oh, there's Mike Evans.
He may just be trying to give it a go, but you don't know if he's going to finish the game or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bucky Irving still out. Chris Godwin out.
That's what they need back, Bucky Irving.
Yeah, well, because Rashad White's the slowest running back I've ever seen in my entire life.
We really are locked in on the Bucks.
Well, I have a futures bet on them. I put in before the season.
Just like the Rams.
I have them to win the NFC. I'm sorry. Well, that Rams thing, that Eagles Super Bowl last year cost me a lot of money. It cost me a lot of money. Jalen Carter getting home on that sack cost me a lot of money.
FanDuel must have took it on the chin yesterday. They've been shut down all day today.
No, it's because of the server.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Did we even really win? The Delaware Valley, after hearing Ike's victory.
Victory!
Oh, wow.
You heard the waiver.
I knew it was coming back.
You know what the waiver was? The waiver's like when you're driving and it's snowy and you hit the black ice and you start to lose it and you know you're in trouble. When it went, that's when you knew it was over. You were on the black ice.
Yeah, I couldn't save it. Yep. I tried to. I couldn't.
You're trying to turn into the slide. You couldn't do it.
Man.
Oh, man. Not your best work.
It was a memorable one, though.
It was. We'll have that one forever.
Yep.
What's next?
Oh, brother. The entire afternoon show when the beat reporters start making jokes during the press conference.
A little too jokey today.
Oh, were they?
Well,
who
was ever directing the press conference referred to Jeff McClain as just McClain.
Yep.
That turned into a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Bo Wolf said, I'm not just Wolf.
You know? Oh.
And then Z-Berm got one in at the end. A little slap and tickle down at the what happened to the hard questions.
Yeah,
they've been doing that for two straight press conferences, man.
The hard questions.
Yes.
Well, some of them.
They want to
some people are in there trying to write a story instead of trying to get the answers. What's next?
Getting dangerously close to calling Donovan OG Donovan. Jack at Chickies and Pete's.
He's getting closer.
You think
same,
so?
Same talking points.
Oh, with Jalen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, he protects Jalen.
I know.
He's been critical this year, though, when he didn't
more
play well.
Than not,
I think, yeah. Well, I think we all know his real favorite guy is Dak Prescott. I think we found that out.
That was obvious.
Today.
And he kept going through MVP candidates. I kept waiting for him to be like, are you gonna say the quarterback here?
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. He did go through like five guys.
Did you get to Drake May?
He did get to Drake May.
Well, Jalen's not there yet.
No.
So at least give him credit for being honest.
I do have that futures bet, too, if we're being fair.
Well, we still
so
do.
I.
They didn't let us cash out.
Oh, I have not.
No, it's still there. They won't let you.
Yeah. I can't even cash out on my Baker MVP. Not that I would. What's next?
Thank God Jalen played so well. Michael Clay in the film room today watching his special teams unit commit penalties on every single kickoff.
It was wild.
It was wild.
We have the worst starting field position in the NFL on kickoffs.
We do?
We do.
That's not good.
That makes sense.
No, and it's I think
that's not good.
I think Shiel said it was like 11 yards worse than the Commanders. Their average, I think the going into this game, the average starting spot for the Eagles was the 26-yard line, and the Commanders' average starting spot was 37.
Wow.
Yeah. And they didn't – Bigsby wasn't even returning kicks yesterday.
No. Shipley.
Yeah. You got Shipley
back
there.
And the other, Gibson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tank Bigsby, they traded two draft picks for him to return kicks.
Well, he did have
a nice little 10-yard run there.
Yeah.
I said, was that Tank?
Yeah. What's
I said
next?
The same thing.
Mondays are the best on the afternoon show. Mike's victory is the best. If you know, you know. But today's effort wasn't that cool. Who knows what happened, but it sounded like Ike ate the gabagool. Poet laureate Tommy down the shore.
The gabagool poem, stuck with people.
Pete was asking me about it.
Pete, a lot of people over the weekend asked me about Tommy down the shore.
Yeah, Pete was like, the baloney and the gabagool, eat the gabagool, was the, I think we need a t-shirt with that poem on it.
Eat the gabagool.
What's next?
I know nothing of the sort, Bruce. Ricky Ricardo howling like a wolf in his costume.
You know he's a furry man.
Yeah, there's no, he at least knows about furries.
Yeah.
Me and Prince once, we were furries. Yep. You know, Ricky's got a story about being a furry with Prince.
Yeah.
What's next?
Did Jalen Hurts play well? Did Jalen Hurts play poorly? Join Donovan McNabb for the new Odyssey podcast, I'm Irritated for My Hit Either Way. Alex in Lancaster.
He is. He did. He does come in with a na 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 at the beginning of almost every call. I don't even think I'm combative with him at all. And he's always
like, "Yeah, what I tell you."
Yeah. It takes time. It
takes time. A lot of "I told you so."
I told you.
Yep. Oh man!
I love when he doesn't let you finish.
No question.
Oh, and then I asked about Jalen's running, and he's, "Well, you want to be a pocket pass? All right, Donovan.
I get it." Everything refers back
like,
to his day.
Yeah.
Well.
I know.
All right. The Jordan Mailata show is coming up next with me, Elliot, Jordan. Then Ike will be back with Hugh, not sitting next to each other, because God forbid, and Elliot and the Players Lounge.
We actually do sit next to
each other. Uh-oh. Don't get too close to him. And this week's guest, Landon Dickerson, and we will be back with you tomorrow. We can't wait for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.